Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs, died March 24th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held this evening at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home today from 4 until the time of service at 6. Chip Pardoon is survived by four children, Chuck and Janine Pardoon, Deb Pardoon and Gordy Young, Diana and Bill Rigo, and Chris and Deb Pardoon. 9 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs. Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green, died March 28th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Spring Green Food Pantry or charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Gina Jordan include her husband Bob, daughter Jennifer Jordan and Kelly Schmidt of La Crosse, 2 grandchildren, and a sister, Kelly Schmidt of Galena, Illinois. Virginia A., Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center, died last Friday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. George Denman Jr. is survived by 2 sons, George III and John, 2 brothers, Dan Denman and Tim Denman, and a sister, Ruby Clary. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge, died April 1st at Amplify Health in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held from noon to 3 Saturday with a special prayer at 1:30 at the Vossetegh Funeral Home in Lafarge. Richard Appleman is survived by his wife, Kathy, his son, Brandon, daughter, Danielle, 3 grandchildren, siblings, Judy Ledman, Gail Wallace, and Brian Appleman, many nieces, nephews, and in-laws. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge. Arthur A. Fetteplace, 83 of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the River Valley Trap Team. Survivors of Arthur Fetteplace include his wife of 40 years, Linda, 7 children, Scott and Tina Fetteplace, Lisa and Tina McAdams, James Fetteplace, John and Susan Pokinghorn, Shauna and Andy Fromfeld, Aaron and Tony Smith, and Susie and Keith Jacobs. Several grandchildren, 2 brothers, Robert and Daniel, and a sister, Linda. Arthur A. Fetteplace, 83 of Dodgeville. Joanne M. Kisak, 91 of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at the Farber Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place at 3:30 in the North Clayton Cemetery, Soldiers Grove. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the North Freedom United Methodist Church. Joanne Kisak is survived by her husband, Claren Bud, 5 children, Carol and Harold Weinke, Randy and Bonnie Kisak, Diane and Bob Mears, Brian and Tammy Kisak, and Lori and Doug Harder. 10 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, several nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Joanne M. Kisak, 91 of Reedsburg. Verlyn Stoll, 72 of Gotham, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday April 17th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Friday, April 17th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Verlin Stoll, 72, of Gotham. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County, died March 26th. Funeral services will be held next Friday, April 17th at 6, at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home next Friday, April 17th, from 4 until the time of service at 6. Ron wanted his life to be celebrated like a party. Bright colors being worn would be appreciated. Your presence and support mean the most. If you would like to honor Ron with a gift, contributions to the family are welcome. Ron Edwards is survived by his wife of 57 years, Luella, son Travis Edwards, daughter Cresta Lee and Brian Meyer, a grandson, sister Emily and Dwayne Sumwalt, brother George and Judy Edwards, sisters-in-law Lynette Pugh, Lily Vicks Joe, and Lila and Kurt Rickley. Brother-in-laws Chet and Karen Sumwalt, Dennis and Debbie Sumwalt, Jim and Diane Sumwalt, and numerous cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County. Elaine Millie Ryder, 67, of Blue River, died Friday, April 3rd, at home. A graveside service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Elaine Ryder is survived by her husband Jim, sister Nancy and Angel Accorda of Hawaii, brothers-in-law Mike and Deb Ryder, Steve and Judy Ryder, Paul and Deb Ryder, and Bob Nanke. Many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Elaine Millie Ryder, 67, of Blue River. Veda J. Favre, 74, Blue River, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 25th from 10 to 1 at the Blue River Community Building. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Veda Favre is survived by her husband Steve, two children, Tim and Corinne Favre, and Jessica Favre and Lynn Korhonen. Two grandchildren, a sister, Jocelyn Georgeson, in-laws, David Miles, Suzanne Brown, Pat Adams, and Pam O'Connor. Several nieces and nephews, along with many other family and friends. Veda J. Favre, 74, of Blue River. Brenda Jeanette Raymond, 58, of Bloom City and the Madison area, died April 3rd in Bloom City. A celebration of life will be held in the Madison area May 30th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Brenda Raymond is survived by her mother, Cynthia Hill, her stepmother, Patty Bolsing, two daughters, Brooke Raymond and Larry, and Kayla and Ben Barman, two grandchildren, siblings, Debbie and Don McCoskey, Jenny and Ron Patterson, Chad Steinley, Jesse and Jane Bearden, Josh Steinle, Amber and Justin Bonner, and Ashley and Paul Rourke. 14 nieces and nephews, a great niece, aunts, uncles, and cousins, the father of her children, Sam Raymond, best friend, David Frederick, bonus daughter, Carrie Haley, and her parents, Ernie and Jill Haglin Haley, and many friends. Brenda Jeanette Raymond, 58, of Bloom City and the Madison area.